The field as well. We'll begin off because I know you guys are really excited about the home opener next Tuesday, April 11th. You guys have a lot of cool stuff going on, but it begins with the first pitches. You've got three big Cleveland sports legends out there for that.
Yeah, we do. We have Jim Thome, Austin Carr, and Jim Brown set to throw out first pitches. You know, it goes along with our rally together kind of theme and hashtag again this year, and we wanted to rally the city together by having a representative from each pro sports team. So that'll be fun. That'll be fun to kind of put together legends from each team and put them out there on the mounds and have them be recognized. So we're looking forward to that.
You guys have a lot of new things at the ballpark this season, and I know you debuted some of that a little bit earlier today. You guys had a session where you were able to expose some of that to the media. For those who haven't heard about some of the new features this season at Progressive Field, provide some light on that, and I guess we can begin by talking about those new LED lights.
Yeah, so we're excited. You know, a lot of different stuff. You know, usually when we do this, the food, probably rightfully so, because it's such a big part of the ballpark experience, takes a lot of the attention, but we're excited about couple other things, including those LED lights. First of all, they're brighter, they require less energy. You know, we're always trying to reduce our footprint given the size of our operation, right? How do we find ways to lessen our impact on the environment? That's, you know, recycling food waste into renewable energy. That's installing new LED lights that significantly cuts back our energy output and that sort of thing. So excited about that. We got free Wi-Fi for all of our fans this year, which is back, so we're excited about that. We want to connect, as you guys know, with our fans on social media, on the web, and whatever. So that we're excited about that. Cleveland Clinic, I know, you know, they have a strong presence in Lorain County. You know, we're excited to introduce them as our exclusive healthcare provider. They work with us on a lot of our charitable initiatives. And, so those are some of the bigger ones. And then, of course, Andy, you know, your favorite subject is the food.
Absolutely. Speaking of food, you guys retweeted something earlier today from Darren Rovell, new at your games this season. This is just one of the many new items that you guys have. Veal Parmesan sliders? Wow.
Veal Parmesan sliders are one of the new items that we just introduced today. We've got a Po' Man at the Great Lakes Brewing Company. That's a smoked kielbasa with pierogies and sauerkraut. Also exciting, our 13th local restaurant to come into Progressive Field is Market Garden Brewery. If you've ever been to Market Garden and in the Ohio City neighborhood, just over the bridge on the near west side of Cleveland, you know how popular that place is. So that's our 13th local restaurant. They're in the fold this year. Also new is a taquito dog, which is exactly what you think it is. It's a hot dog wrapped in a taco type shell. So some of the cool stuff we've introduced today, and looking forward to opening up on Tuesday and having our fans be able to check out some of that stuff.
Man, Joel, it seems like every time folks return for opening day of Cleveland Indians game, you guys release something new. I think last year was the bar behind home plate, the corner before that. I imagine that's all still there and just as great as it's been.
Yep, all that stuff is still there. You know, really the last two off seasons prior to this one has been our biggest projects. We redid the right field district and then, you know, brought around those same themes to the infield district, wanting to, you know, connect with our fans, provide different spaces for different fans, right? Not every fan consumes baseball the same way, so we're trying to find ways to reach each of those folks, and, you know, whether it's the diehards and bringing the action close to them, or whether it's, my generation and, you know, being on their phones and consuming different foods and wanting that local foodie experience. Again, we're trying to, and families too with our kids' clubhouse. So we're trying to, reach kind of every set of our fan base and find a way to, you know, cater to them individually.
We're speaking with Joel Hammond of the Cleveland Indians here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. His appearance in conjunction with our ticket giveaway sponsored by the Avon Brewing Company and Grill. Check them out online at avonbrewingcompany.com. That's avonbrewingcompany.com. We spent a lot of time talking about what we can expect off the field once the home portion of the season begins this coming Tuesday. But let's get to what's going on the field. Boy, you guys have to have a lot of fun with this stuff. 2-0 to start the year. And not only have the wins come against a very good team on the road, but you're getting a lot of those things that I think a lot of fans were expecting. Timely hits. You're producing some runs, getting a lot of help from that starting rotation. But, boy, that bullpen, as Matt and I have talked about since this show began, has been lights out.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the rotation, our top two guys, I don't even think they pitched as well as they want to, right? Kluber kind of got hit around early. The ball was kind of flying out on Monday night. It's hot down there. That's kind of a bandbox. So he got beat up a little bit early, but he kept us in the game until he could get to the bullpen, until our offense could good rally. And then Carrasco, you know, he gave up the bomb that we jokingly tweeted out on Twitter that, you know, was wind-aided, which Texas Rangers fans didn't get the joke. But, you know, he gave up the bomb to Gallo, and he settled down. And Monday night, I think our guys retired 20 of the last 23 batters they faced. Last night it was like 21 of the last 26 or something like that. So you get up to that bullpen with a lead. I mean, look, last night it was, you know, it goes Logan. Last night was Shaw, who looked really good. And then you go to Cody and Andrew and Cody. Night before it was Dan Otero mixed in there with Logan. So I'll tell you what, you get us that pen with a lead, and yeah, it's going to be tough for opposing teams to come back.
I think what's been fun to watch, too, is for the fans who enjoy their offense. Boy, have the Tribe given everybody something to root for. I mean, the opening night, they go into Texas, they find themselves down 5-1, and then Encarnacion, I know he didn't have big hits, but then in the eighth inning, he has that bomb that ties the game up, and then three more in the ninth, and last night, Santana leads things off with a home run. So for an offense that was second in the AL last year, it certainly seems like you guys are making a run for first this year in the AL.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, that Matt, you know, I don't think we got enough credit last year. Our rotation was supposed to be our top billing, and rightfully so. But, you know, our offense was a question mark. Like you said, we scored the second most runs in the AL, I think, what, fifth most in baseball. And you add Edwin to that. And how about, you know, it's different guys, right? A. Belmonte had a big game on Monday. You know, last night Carlos did it, Austin Jackson, and these guys who are Brandon Guyer. One through nine, for instance, tonight, you got a lefty on the mound. We can put nine right-handed batters in the lineup, and you know, we're going to make it tough on you. And then, you know, you come around in the seventh, you want to bring a righty in, you know, a Jeffress, for instance, from the Rangers. We bring Naquin in off the bench. So, you know, we have a very, it's funny, yeah, I giggle. We have a very good team, you know, and it's going to be tough on opposing. And Andy said it. This is like the Rangers, like, are good. You know, the Rangers are really good, and you know, we have a chance to sweep them in their own ballpark right out of the gate. So, you know, couldn't ask for a much better.